Party Midday. This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Wednesday, September 1st, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news, the Hardy County Sheriff's Office needs your help in identifying an individual in reference to a burglary. The individual was seen on video surveillance at 117 King Road in Wauchula, the Moose Lodge, around 2:30 a.m. yesterday. Pictures of the individual can be found on our Hardy Midday Facebook page. If you can identify who this is, please contact the Hardy County Sheriff's Office at 863-773-4144, or you can call in tips anonymously to Heartland Crime Stoppers by calling 1-800-226-TIPS. That's 1-800-226-8477. Or you can also call from any cell phone by dialing **TIPS. Remember, when you turn in tips with Heartland Crime Stoppers, you are eligible for a reward. And the Florida Police Chiefs Association, FPCA, and the Florida Sheriff's Association, FSA, are once again this year designating the month of September to honor the service and sacrifice of Florida law enforcement officers killed in the line of duty this year. Sadly, this includes the growing number of those who have succumbed to COVID-19 while protecting our communities. We continue to raise awareness of the ongoing threat to law enforcement from COVID-19. Quoting FPCA President Stefan Dembinski, "Law enforcement officers understand their oath of service means sacrifice. Over the past 18 months, that's meant willingly exposing themselves to COVID-19 in the line of duty and potentially exposing their families when they return home." Your local events this Friday, cheer on your Hardy Wildcats as they take on the Frostproof Bulldogs in a non-district home game. Kickoff is at 7:30 p.m., and if you can't make it out there, listen online to 102.1 The Outlaw. Wes and the gang will bring you live coverage of this matchup starting a few minutes before kickoff right here on AM 1310 and FM 102.1 on your Hardy County radio dial, or listen around the world at 1021theoutlaw.com. Your job's here in Hardy County. First up, the Wauchula Police Department is looking for an assistant chief of police. Qualifications and job duties can be found on the Wauchula Police Department Facebook page. Hardy County is looking for a public works director. Qualifications include a bachelor's degree in civil engineering, 5 years of experience in roadway design, engineering, drainage, or public works, and a valid Florida driver's license. And Wanzek Construction is looking for a heavy equipment operator, a high school diploma or GED, and at least 1 to 3 years of experience and related training are required. All these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMidday@gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page, whichever you prefer. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wichula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wachula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wachula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 85 degrees out with a 50% chance of rain. Partly sunny with thunderstorms. The air quality is fair. Maximum UV index is 5, moderate. Winds west at 8 miles per hour with gusts up to 10 miles per hour. The humidity is extremely humid at 71%. Dew point is 74. The cloud cover 45%. 0.07 inches of rain so far, visibility is 5 miles, and the cloud ceiling was 8,100 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wachula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:26 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Today, partly cloudy in the morning, then becoming mostly cloudy with scattered showers and isolated thunderstorms. Highs in the upper 80s, southwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 25 and a 50% chance of rain. Tonight, mostly cloudy in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy, scattered showers with isolated thunderstorms. Lows in the mid-70s, southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with a 50% chance of rain. Thursday, scattered showers with isolated thunderstorms in the morning, then numerous showers with isolated thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the upper 80s, west winds 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 25 miles per hour and a 60% chance of rain. And Thursday night, partly cloudy, scattered showers with isolated thunderstorms in the evening, then isolated showers and thunderstorms after midnight with lows in the mid-70s and southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour with a 30% chance of rain. That's your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. You're all caught up now, so let's go to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Georgia Farm Bureau has awarded nearly $137,000 in grants to 9 researchers at the UGA's College of Ag and Environmental Sciences for studies addressing production, economic, or marketing issues Georgia farmers are experiencing. Recipients of the 2021 GFB Agricultural Research Initiative grants were recognized earlier this month. Since 2018, GFB has awarded over $392,000 in research grants that have addressed blueberry, beef, cotton, forage, Christmas fruit and pecan tree, peanut, poultry, soybean, and vegetable production issues. Nearly twice as many meat processing plants employ short-term foreign guest workers than in 2015, a small but growing trend. Seaboard Foods, one of the companies using H-2B guest workers, tells Agriculture.com it pays the workers the same wage and provides the same benefits it gives domestic workers. Companies can turn to foreign guest workers when they can't find enough Americans. The USDA has announced the establishment of a $400 million dairy donation program. It was put together by USDA's Agricultural Marketing Service along with the Consolidated Appropriations Act of 2021 and aims to facilitate timely dairy production donations while reducing food waste. It's part two of an over $2 billion comprehensive package to help the dairy industry recover from the pandemic and improve or establish programs to make it more resilient.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us. They'll trust you.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wauchula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. Research from the University of Georgia affirms past studies that show eating pecans can be an effective way to lower cholesterol levels. The study by the UGA College of Family and Consumer Sciences show people at risk for cardiovascular disease who ate pecans over an 8-week period showed significant improvements in total cholesterol, triglycerides, and low-density lipoprotein, or LDL, the bad cholesterol. UGA professor Jamie Cooper, one of the study's authors, said some people actually went from having high cholesterol at the start of the study to no longer being in that category after. Dr. Ella Haddad of Loma Linda University led a study a decade ago that found that subjects who supplemented their diets with pecans doubled vitamin E levels while reducing their levels of the dangerous LDL cholesterol.
The fat in pecans is mostly unsaturated, the healthy fat. So eating pecans helps lower blood lipids in general, blood cholesterol, triglycerides, blood lipids, in general.
In this recent study, UGA researchers divided 52 adults at high risk for heart disease into three groups. One group consumed about 470 calories of pecans as part of their regular daily diet. A second group substituted pecans for a similar amount of calories, and a third group ate none. At 8 weeks, fasted blood lipids of the two pecan-eating groups showed similar improvements, while dangerous triglycerides were reduced in the group that added pecans in post-meal tests.
Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News Radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
This is Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Stocks ended a wobbly day lower, but the S&P 500 still managed to close out August with a solid gain. That marked the seventh straight winning month for the benchmark index, its longest such streak since early 2018. The S&P slipped 0.1% below the latest record high it had set just one day earlier. Weakness in big tech stocks weighed down the S&P as well as the NASDAQ composite. The small company stocks rose. Energy prices did end lower. The Dow dropped 39 points to 35,360. The NASDAQ was down 6 points to 15,259. The S&P lost 6 also to 4,522. New York oil fell 71 cents, closing at $68.50 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra. In baseball, the Rays beat the Red Sox 6-1. Wander Franco extending his on-base streak to 30 games. Starting and losing Boston pitcher Nick Pivetta, who allowed 4 runs over 5 innings, says he just put too many runners on base.
I think I hold myself to a higher standard than that. I need to limit my walks, limit base runners, and I think it just all comes down to that at the end of the day. I grinded, yes, but I need to limit my walks.
Before the game, Boston left-hander Martin Perez and right-hander Matt Barnes were placed on the COVID-19 list. Twins beat the Tigers 3-2. Josh Donaldson's 2-run homer was his 21st of the season. St. Louis closes to within 2.5 games of Cincinnati for the second wild card spot after beating the Reds 3-1.
John Lester earned his fourth straight win after losing his first two starts with the Cards since being traded from Washington. Bryce Harper homered in the first inning of a Phillies 7-4 win over the Nationals. SRN Sports. Blue Jays ground out the Orioles 7-3. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. driving in four runs with his 37th and 38th home runs. Rangers beat the Rockies 4-3. A.J. Alexi winning his Major League debut, pitching one-hit ball through five shutout innings. Shohei Ohtani hit his Major League-leading 42nd home run. Angels get by the Yankees 8-7. Jack Mayfield smacks his first career grand salami. Padres beat the D-backs 7-5. It was the Brewers 3-1 over the Giants. Dodgers and the Braves franchise record 13-game road winning streak 5-3. Julio Urias earning his Major League-leading 15th win. And the Astros beat the Mariners 4-3. U.S. women's hockey team advances to the gold medal game against Canada for the 20th time. They shut out Finland 3-0. Canada beat Switzerland earlier and a 4-0 shutout. With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the exceptional service and hospitality you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula, or you can visit them on the web at fnbwauchula.com. Your quote for the day: I always take life with a grain of salt. Others might add lemon and a shot of tequila, maybe. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day. Stay safe and stay dry, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.